Emergency War Surgery. Emergency War Surgery, 4th United States Revision. Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 17. 1. What has become an extension of the physical examination of the abdomen and should be performed whenever indicated and available in the setting of an abdominal injury? Focused Abdominal Sonography for Trauma, Foxtrot Alpha Sierra Tango. 2. What is the current standard U.S. military device used for focused abdominal sonography for trauma? Sonocyte. 3. What can be used to help determine which body cavity to enter first in an unstable patient with truncal injury? Diagnostic peritoneal lavage. 4. What defines injured anatomy in stable patients and provides a modality that may prevent unnecessary laparotomy in appropriately selected patients? CT scan. 5. What should a laparotomy be performed through? Midline incision. 6. Major injuries to the duodenum should be primarily repaired if they do not involve the ampulla and luminal diameter will not be narrowed by greater than what percent? 50%. 7. Any method used to close the pylorus will typically only last how many days? 14 to 21. 8. What may be required for major injuries to the head of the pancreas? Pancreatic duodenectomy. 9. What can be used to successfully treat most liver injuries, followed by aggressive resuscitation and correction of coagulopathy? Direct pressure and/or packing. 10. What is used to treat injuries to the gallbladder? Cholecystectomy. 11. Intestinal continuity should be restored or ostomy performed within how many hours of original colon damage control procedure? 72. 12. What is mandated for any question of a rectal injury raised by proximity of another injury, rectal examination, or plain abdominal film radiography? Proctoscopy. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.